Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, star of TV and stage, Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, and not the upcoming performer at the Super Bowl halftime show like Bad Bunny.
We got a lot to talk about. First of all, welcome back. Second of all, last week, the guest host did not play my music intro. I did not know what to do.
Wow. Three,
I just got back from the Fox and Friends green room, where every single person who works at Fox, not just the news channel, but the business channel, weather, the entire corporation, I feel like sports is in there as well, is in there to meet 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
He's, first of all, the nicest guy in the world. I had an opportunity to ask him a question. I talked about Farmington, Connecticut, which is where we both used to live.
Right.
Me in a dinky old apartment that I rented for less than $1,000 a month, which ironically used to be the apartment complex where Bill O'Reilly lived. Him in Mike Tyson's old home.
Oh, wow.
That he bought in Farmington. And I lit in my question. And, you know, it's tinged with some racial overtones because, let's face it, Farmington, Connecticut is not Atlanta. So I was like, basically, why are you in Farmington, Connecticut? He's just like, I like getting away. And he's like, also, they had a helicopter port that I could take to the city. I'm like,
nice.
He wasn't sitting in traffic like I was.
Well, you have one of those at the Pyro Estate out there, right, in Connecticut, yes. Don't you?
Yes.
Incidentally, I probably could land a helicopter. It would be weird. It would be a little tilted, but I could land it on my front lawn.
Okay.
You know, the missus, it may take out some trees. Depends upon the wings. A tiny helicopter. A bigger helicopter would take out some trees.
So we're all mystified here, Todd. I have to admit. Yeah. I quite honestly don't know I'd ever heard the words together, Bad Bunny, until I read this headline yesterday. And today, everybody's showing pictures of the guy in a dress and playing sound where he says he's never coming to America again because he's afraid of ice. And now the NFL's chosen to put him on the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
I think that, to me, is the funniest part of this story. It is that the folks in conservative media, I'm going to make fun of us here.
That's okay.
We are so out of touch with what the kids want, me included, that at first it was just like, who's Bad Bunny?
Exactly. That's what I said.
Who?
Like, is that like Bad Grandpa?
If it was something like, if the NFL announced that, you know, I don't know, Jimmy Kimmel would be doing the halftime show. MAGA world and conservative media would have been on that in a second.
Sure.
But there was like a delay because
yeah,
people
was.
Are like, who?
Who? What?
Who? Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny? Is Bad Bunny related to Modest Mouse? What's going on here? They're another band, by the way, that is in the music. That
yes.
Is much older.
I've actually Mouse. Heard of them. I never heard of Bad Bunny. I've heard of Modest Mouse.
It literally took conservative media like 36 hours probably maybe more like 30. So to sort of get the rage machine going on this one.
So I have to ask, I was up early Sunday. I just got back from a trip out of the country, and I was up early on Sunday morning, and I'm watching Fox and Friends weekends, and I saw you on there doing a segment with Rachel Campos Duffy. You got dragged in early Sunday morning, huh?
No. You ready?
Was it taped?
No.
Can I explain?
Yes.
So here's the deal. You know that I go to Giants games once a year with my dad.
Okay.
We have the whole season package. I sell them all because my dad's 83. He can't go to the November, December, and January games because he's on blood thinners and it's too cold. Mm-hmm. Can't go in October because they travel, and they can't go to any night games. So that literally allowed for one game this year.
Wow.
It was that game. What I do now is I got smart in my old age. I can't do the drive because the Giants – Stadium, MetLife Stadium, is the worst stadium in all of sports, and their parking is worse than that. So what I do is I tell the producers of Fox and Friends weekend, hey, you need me for a segment? What do I get?
Get
I get
free
the car
parking.
Service.
Car service.
Car service.
Nice.
It's all a play. People are like, why were you working? Because I needed transportation.
You're a smart man, Todd Pyro. That's admirable. I just have to tell you, cunning.
We won't tell anybody your secret, even though thousands just heard it.
I tell everybody. I don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah, yeah. And what were you? You were commenting on something and trying to protect yourself from your wife on that segment, if I remember correctly, about women not appreciating men working overtime. Was that the point?
Barack Obama, this isn't about his politics. This is about the office that he held. He was president of the United States for 8 years, the most important job in the world.
Yes.
Right? And even his wife bitched and moaned because he had to work late, underscoring that every single woman gets mad at every single husband for having to work late and do extra things for his job. It doesn't matter whether you're a janitor or the president of the United States. But instead of putting that on my wife, I put it on my mom, because at the end of the day, my mom has to love me.
Thank you. I love that. Yeah, because Obama said it's taken me 8 years to climb out of that hole with Michelle, and I'm just about back to even. I'm like, for God's sake, she got to be first lady of the United States for 8 years. Exactly. What was she complaining about?
My mom used to be so proud of my dad as a lawyer, used to describe him as the most hardworking guy. You know, this is how you earn a living. He'd call up at like 5:30. Hey, I need to stay till 6:30 for an office meeting. It was like she got a cancer diagnosis on the other end of the phone. I remember the histrionics. And so, what are you going to do?
That's great. Well, Todd, listen, I appreciate finding out your secret to free transportation. That's key.
You know how to have to play the game, brother.
Yes, you
and
do.
Speaking of my mom, my parents will be on Gutfeld. I'll be on Gutfeld this weekend. My parents in the audience, get ready for me to be destroyed. Coming up on Friday.
Outstanding.
Programming note.
Friday, Gutfeld. We'll be tuned in, brother.
We'll be watching. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. See you later. Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends. First, he kills me. Didn't want to drive in for the Giant Stadium.
So volunteer to work. I'll do a segment just so I get free parking.
Too bad that doesn't work in the radio world.
You don't get car service? I get car service every morning.
What?
The limo's at my house every day, 3:30 in the morning, to take me to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Man alive. I'm going to the boss's office when this show is over. How did that happen? That's what I want to know. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to 2A Tuesday with our friend Mark Walter. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.